Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. I'm the supervisor over the floor in the fire department. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Betsy Dewberry.
Thank you. And what is your shipping address for security purposes, please?
1358 Windham Road, Tallapoosa, Georgia, 30176.
Thank you. Let me see. Okay, so I see your note was done on January 31st for $7. On January 31st for $49.99 for our meal plan app. You stated to my agent you did not place this order. This order is fraud, correct?
I don't have an app. I don't know what this is. I looked through my emails. I don't have an email. Nothing.
You checked your spam and junk folder too, ma'am?
I did. I don't have anything. And I don't have an app. I don't even know. The only reason that I knew the name is because it's on my credit. I started going back through my credit card statements, and I was like, what is this show every month? And that's when I Googled it, and I was like, I have no idea what this is.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to go ahead and do, the order could have been done by, like, doing a sweepstakes or a survey where you pay a minimum price of $1 to $6 for shipping and handling of iPhone, iPad, or vacuum cleaner. Do you not recall that at all?
I did fill out a survey one time. I can't tell you when it was.
But did you receive like something or no?
I didn't purchase anything.
Okay, no. You have, it had been like a purchase.
And then now when I get those, I just delete them because you get to the end of them and they want you to pay shipping and handling.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and cancel your account. And I'm going to, well, your account is already canceled. I'm going to go ahead and file this as fraud. But I want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are filed for a pending investigation. False claims of fraudulent charges may result as penalties, such as a fine. Will that be okay? Whoever placed the order?
I did. If it was through that survey, that's the only thing that I never got a meal plan. I never got an app. I don't have an email. So if it was an accident thing like that, I have no idea, but
you have to enter, like, your card information and everything, so I don't know how it could have been an accident.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know, you know, like, that would be the only thing. There was one that had, when you said vacuum cleaner, because it had a Dyson vacuum cleaner thing on months and months ago. Well, you said this was January.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
You said this started back in January, didn't you?
Yes, January 31st, yeah. The ending of January.
But I don't know, I would have had to sign up for it, right?
Did you agree to the Dyson vacuum cleaner?
That very first one, but then it never came, but I did it through my PayPal, I was thinking, because I disputed it because, like, 3 months later, it never came. But it was only, like, shipping and handling of, like, $4 or $5.
Yes, ma'am. We went from $1 to $6. Yes, ma'am.
But I never clicked to sign up for anything.
You agreed to the terms and policies. For you to get billed, you have to agree to terms and agreements. If you don't accept that quote, the charge won't go through. The Dyson vacuum cleaner, the only way that we're linked through together is through the terms and agreements.
So when it tells you you're paying shipping and handling only for a Dyson vacuum cleaner that never came. And so I had to dispute that, like, because it was like 3 months. I tried to follow up on that, and it never, it was like a fraudulent number because you could never get anybody.
Yes, because that's a whole different company. We're only, you only accept when you place that order in the terms and policies, it tells you that you will get enrolled in a meal plan app for $49.89. So it's not fraud.
From a vacuum cleaner?
A Dyson vacuum cleaner, ma'am. It could have been done by an iPhone, iPad vacuum cleaner, the Dyson vacuum cleaner, a watch, smart watch.
And it never, that is really tricky. I mean, I can't say yes or no. I don't have a clue, but I've never gotten anything from y'all. I've never gotten an email. I've never gotten
because it's an app. It's not something that you're going
to
get.
I was
when you place the order, when you place the order through the Dyson vacuum cleaner, in the terms and agreements, it tells you that you will get enrolled in a meal plan app for $49.89 a month. The first time it's $49.89, and then every month, you get billed $59.89.
Yeah, I don't ever remember seeing that because it would only.
What I could do as a customer courtesy, because it's not fraud when you place that initial order with that with the Dyson vacuum cleaner, I can apply a 25% refund of the charge that was into the account for the $59.89 for May 1st. Because it will not let you go through at all if you don't agree to terms and policies. There's no way our system will allow you to.
But nowhere on there did it pop up your name.
Or you went over terms and policies, ma'am. Because it's in the terms and agreements. The only way that we're linked together is through terms and policies. It's not fraud.
It was a survey that Walmart
mm-hmm.
sent.
Mm-hmm. Yes, when you do the survey, that's from that company. The items are from different companies as well, too. It tells you to pick an item. You pick the Dyson vacuum cleaner. But in terms and agreements, that's the only way that we're linked together, due to terms and policies.
Okay, so I paid shipping and handling on a Dyson vacuum cleaner
mm-hmm.
that never received.
But we're not
so
linked.
Dyson vacuum cleaner?
We're not linked with the, we're only linked through terms and policies. That's what I'm stating to you. Like, we're not linked through the, I'm telling you how the order could have occurred.
I mean, I don't know if it did or not. I have no way of knowing that.
No way of knowing what, ma'am?
If that was in there, because there,
I'm telling you,
was,
it was on there. That's how you got enrolled in this, because you agreed to terms and policies for that Dyson vacuum cleaner.
What company are y'all owned by?
What do you mean? Owned by?
What is your holding
We're
company?
In a call center, so we have more than 300 companies and more than 300 lines.
So this unique, whatever this is, that
the name of the company is Meal Balance, ma'am.
So Unique Modern Trends is what's been charging me.
Yes, that is just a merchant ID, how it could show under your bank statement. It could show under different merchant IDs, because we don't have control over the merchant ID, how it could show under customer statements, because we're a call center. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And what? So you don't have a name of your company. You're just a call center.
I can't provide you with our call center's information because our call center is not the one that's billing you.
Well,
Our call
center
represents multiple companies, more than 300 companies. The name of the company that is billing you is Meal Balance.
Meal Balance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, definitely need to cancel this, and I'm going to do some investigating to, because this needs to be reported to Better Business Bureau, because this is not correct. I mean, it's, you know.
And I do apologize that you feel that way about the company. So every time you place order online, you will need to go over terms and policies. If you don't go over terms and policies, then you won't know what you are agreeing upon. What I'll do as a one-time customer courtesy, I will issue the refund for May 1st, a full refund for $59.89, because you have to agree to terms and agreements. And the phone number that you're even calling is on file, so that you had to enter all that information.
But I did sign up for a meal plan. Okay.
The full refund will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. Your account is completely canceled out. Is there something else I can assist you with?
No, that is all. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling Customer Care. I hope you have a wonderful night.
Me too.